Hello, wine lovers. I'm Jeff Davis, and recently I spoke with Nancy Light of the Wine Institute down in San Francisco about September being California Wine Month. As we did last year, we'll take you through a number of the events, festivals, and activities occurring throughout the month and throughout the state. So, without hesitation, here's that conversation. Nancy, I can't believe it's been a whole year since we spoke last.
Time flies when you're enjoying good wine.
I like that. Here's another line I like concerning September being California Wine Month, where a wine lover's thoughts turn to Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, and every varietal and blend that strikes their fancy. Yeah, that's a reason to celebrate.
Time of year.
Definitely. You know, and I see that, and I imagine you've chosen September as California Wine Month because it's harvest season, and it gives people a chance to see and experience some of the harvest events that are going on, the festivals, grape stomps, and all that stuff.
You know, you're absolutely right. We really wanted to pick a time that people would understand that this is an agriculture product. You know, we work all year in vineyards and, you know, then in the winery to get the wine out, but that it really does come down to this period of time when we bring the grapes in, and it is a really exciting time to be around. It's a busy time too, but we thought it was kind of the ideal time to highlight California wine.
And it's a great thing to celebrate the fact that, and this hasn't changed in a long time and probably won't for quite a while, that California is the number one wine producing state in the U.S. and the fourth largest wine maker in the world.
That's right. We produce about 80% of all the wine that's made in the U.S. And of course, in terms of exports, we export about 20% of our production, but you're right, we're number four in the world. So
That's astonishing.
Really signature industry.
So in other words, if California was its own country, it would be the fourth largest producer in the world.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
we kind of think of it. Is it in its own country?
Yeah.
California.
Well, kind of. We are a little bit different than the rest of the country, aren't we? Well, if let's go through some of the events. As you mentioned to me before we started recording, there are so many. But if my listeners go to discovercaliforniawines.com and you put in the date, September 2019, you'll see this whole list of events going on from the North Coast to the Southern Coast, which is down by San Diego.
Yeah, I think I said we've got 98 and growing events happening right now. And these are both events at individual wineries, also events that are kind of region-wide, which is a great way to really get a sense of, you know, the wines of a particular place. You know, we grow wine in 139 different American viticultural areas in California, so you're never far from a wine region. And they all have, you know, a different kind of character and, you know, what they specialize in. So it's really a great chance to explore something new or, you know, take a deep dive into something you know that you enjoy.
Yeah, it's fun to go out and see how a Cabernet is made in, like, the Sierra foothills as opposed to Napa, as opposed to Sonoma County, as opposed to Temecula.
Exactly. And there's some really great festivals. And as you said, they're really rolling out the red carpet to let people kind of get, you know, more of a hands-on experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to mention, we also do, I think if you just were to search California Wine Month 2019, you would hopefully also come to our landing page where we have all of these events, and you can, you know, you can search by region, you can, you know, again, like, as you said, search by event name or winery name. So there's lots of, I think, you know, it's very accessible, and we are adding events all the time. So, you know, good to check that page frequently if you're planning a trip.
Even within the month of September, some things may be added?
Absolutely. Yeah, we this is a kind of a record. We usually don't have this many events at this point. You know, people are busy, right, getting ready for the harvest. So, you know, I think a lot of people were ahead of schedule this year. So what are we, the 22nd today? Yeah, I think we'll have a couple more events added, so particularly towards the end of, you know, that'll be more towards the end of September.
Mm-hmm. Let's quickly touch upon some of the ones happening in our neighborhood, the North Coast. There's the fabulous event that's been going on for, gosh, I think over 30 years now, Wine Song up in Mendocino County.
Exactly, yeah, the Mendocino Wine Song, which is at a number of different locations. But we know that one big part of that, of course, is the Botanical Gardens.
That's a beautiful event.
Just a really beautiful event, and they're really, you know, focusing. There's an auction, both silent and live auction, of course, great wines, and some special focus on Pinot Noir for that, which grows very well and makes beautiful wine.
The Calistoga Wine Experience is happening in Pioneer Park in Calistoga. That's September 7th.
So that's kind of region-wide. Chimney Rock is having a single vineyard tasting. That's something also that is offered throughout the month, where they're featuring their limited production wines. Catherine Hall Vineyards having their Harvest Festival, September 7th. Vista Tui has Harvest Ball on September 14th.
Harvest Ball?
Yeah. It's celebrating the 35th year.
Great.
With a soiree, world-class entertainment. Rutherford Hill has an annual barn bash in mid-September. there's a harvest celebration stomp at Castello D'Amoroso in Calistoga. Maryvale has the harvest party on September 21st. So there's
a lot going on in Napa Valley as well. There's the Lake County Wine Auction in Kelseyville. That's a wine auction, so you can go up there and taste some of the fabulous wines and talk about Cabernet and even Tempranillo. Some wonderful wines are being made in Lake County.
Absolutely, yeah, those great reds. And, of course, Sauvignon Blanc. The region is, you know, increasingly well-known for its delicious Sauvignon Blanc. So, yeah, that's a really such a beautiful region, and it sounds like a really fun evening. It sounds like a maybe the gala evening. Maybe even dancing, I don't know, but I'll say that.
And I tell you, if you want some activities to go along with your wine tasting, the Valley of the Moon Vintage Festival not only features an art festival, 40 wine and food stations, but also a 5K and a 12K race. So get
right.
active.
And grape stomps, now, you know, that are just really popular with people. People just love to stomp those grapes and see what it was like. You know, in the old days when people used to make wine that way, which, of course, we don't anymore, but it's a fun way to kind of bring in the harvest.
Yeah, tap into that tradition.
Have a little bit of fun with that, absolutely.
And this one caught my eye, and I'm sure there's a lot of little events happening like this. Acorn Winery in Russian River Valley is celebrating their 30th year at Alegria Vineyard. And I love Bill and Betsy Knockbauer there. And it's a great opportunity. If you haven't had it yet, you have to try their medley blend, which features more than 60 different varieties. It's incredible.
Wow, that sounds fun. That's terrific. Yeah, there's a lot of events happening in Sonoma, and a couple of them are events that are happening throughout the month, so it's not just one day. So, you know, for example, I'm just looking at there's special tasting at Gary Farrell Winery or Gary Farrell Vineyards. There's a cave tour and barrel tasting, as well as vineyard hikes at Alexander Valley Vineyard in Alexander Valley. They're having a number of events, as a matter of fact. Yoga.
Oh, there you go.
Vino and Vinyasa at Bricolore Vineyards in Windsor. So really, there's lots of a lobster feed at Landmark.
Nice. People love that.
September 6th. And, of course, there's a lot, you know, it's also a big time, kind of the tail end of the concert season at some of the wineries. So I know there's a Beach Boys are going to be at Rodney Strong on September 7th.
Oh, yeah. She's Nancy Light of the Wine Institute, talking about September being California Wine Month. You know, Nancy, here's another very popular event. For those who love Barbera, on September 14th, they're holding the Barbera Festival in Amador. They grow some really good Barbera over there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be a really fun taste of what they're doing with Barbera. I know it does very well in that region. And
you know, just up the road from Amador is Placerville, and I like this title. The Winderlust River Wine Festival is happening on September 7th.
That really sounds like a fun event, doesn't it? Yeah, that's El Dorado, featuring El Dorado County's great wines. And, you know, again, so many of these regions, we talk about the Sierra Foothills, have a great winemaking history and, you know, are making really some of the best wines they've ever made, you know, at this time. And then there's some really fun festivals happening around there in the South Lake Tahoe and around Lake Tahoe that are more food and wine festivals, not associated with wine regions, but definitely a chance to sample the local wine.
I saw the Lake Tahoe Autumn Food and Wine Festival and then also the South Lake Sample the Sierra event.
That's really great, yeah.
You know, if any of my listeners happen to be down near San Diego in early September, the 23rd annual Grape Stomp Festa, maybe that's supposed to be Fiesta, takes place in Julian, California, which is a gorgeous little mountain town to the east of San Diego. And it's a beautiful little town and a nice, cool area, and that would be a lot of fun to enjoy. That also includes local wineries as well as breweries and cideries.
That's right. And, of course, Temecula, also in near San Diego, but different region, has an annual crush event that they've been doing for many years. That's a great way also to an opportunity to really learn more about the vintners in that Southern California area of the state. And then a little closer to home also, we have in the Bay Area, the Livermore Valley Harvest Celebration is September 1st. There's a Santa Clara Fall Passport event, Santa Clara County Vintners on September 6th, and then the Capitola Art and Wine Festival mid-month, the 14th and the 15th.
Yeah. I guess.
And then Lodi, couple of events in Lodi and Madeira as well.
I guess the thing to do is if you are interested in traveling somewhere to enjoy one of these events, pick an area that you haven't been to yet and look it up, see what's going on there, and I'm sure you'll find something that will appeal to you and make you want to go visit.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, there's so many, you know, back roads and lesser known wine regions. It's a good time to visit something new and find out something new. And then I should also mention, you can't get on the road during September because you're busy or back to school, back to work.
I know where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going with this. We also came out with a book in the spring called Wine Country Table with recipes that celebrate California's sustainable harvest. And it's a region by region tour of California, exploring our, not just our wine, but our culinary bounty. And we are featuring farms and wineries with 50 recipes. And that's written by Janet Fletcher. And it's a really great, great book.
Yeah, like you say, if you can't get out, you can celebrate California Wine Month at home with these fabulous recipes. You could do almost one a day, maybe, or one a evening.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I'll be over.
Well, I can't offer my wife's services up for that. Not that much, but definitely have to. My wife loves to cook, and we have quite a few cookbooks around here, so we need to get that one too. Just so we can, like you said, enjoy the bounty of
the
region.
You need to get that one. Yeah, I'll get that one to you because I've made a number of the recipes. You know, kind of same thing. Trying to cook through the book a little bit, and I think the other thing about it is that it's got a lot of background, not only on certainly on the wines and a little bit of history and, you know, what regions they're are known for certain varietals, but also on food. So, you know, how do you peel a pomegranate? How do you cut a pomegranate to get the Averils? You know, that kind of thing. And how do you choose a pear in the store? And
that's wonderful. That sounds like some great information.
Yes, and it really also focuses on our, you know, the fact, you know, this is the most environmentally conscious state, and I think one of the most environmentally conscious areas of the world. And, of course, our wine community are leaders in sustainability, and so another aspect of the book is really focusing on those practices that they're using in farms and wineries and vineyards that are, you know, really geared to sustainability.
Wonderful. Well, it's a good month to get out and celebrate California Wine Month. At discovercaliforniawines.com, you can get all the details, or, as Nancy said, just search online for
California Wine Month 2019. Yeah, I think that'll bring up the information as well. And, it's the 15th annual, and we're expecting our governor's proclamation any day now. So
we have to make it official, huh?
We have to make it official, yes. Absolutely.
I'm sure Gavin's all behind it.
I hope so.
Well, he's a wine guy, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure, yeah. We usually get it very close to the 1st of September, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, Nancy, I know you're very busy, so I appreciate your time and inspiring us to get out and enjoy California Wine Month this September.
Well, thanks so much for letting me have a chance to talk about it. And I, again, great to talk with you, and I hope you have a great September and get out to some of these events yourself.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Take care, Jeff.
Again, you can search the internet for California Wine Month 2019, and the page should be at the top of your search window. Or look at discovercaliforniawines.com and click their events page. Hit the wine road this month and enjoy the events, activities, and wine the world's fourth largest wine producer has to offer. I'm Jeff Davis. I'll catch you next time on the Wine Road.